Why does the GDPR exist? The short answer to that question is public concern over privacy. Europe in general has had long more stringent rules around how companies use the personal data of its citizens. The GDPR replaces the EU's Data Protection Directive, which went into effect in 1995. This was well before the internet became the online hub that it is today. Consequently, the directive is outdated and does not address many ways in which data is stored, collected, and transferred today. How real is the public concern over privacy? It is significant, and it grows with every new high-profile data breach. You've heard of many American companies being breached by hackers, and it's happening all over the world. The EU has apparently taken matters into its own hands through regulations. According to the RSA Data Privacy and Security Report, for which RSA surveyed 7,500 consumers in France, Germany, Italy, the UK, and the US, 80% of consumers said lost banking and financial data is a top concern. Lost security information, such as passwords, and identity information, such as passports or driving license, was cited as a concern of the 76% of the respondents. An alarming statistic for companies that deal with consumer data is the 62% of the respondents to the RSA report who say that they would blame the company for their lost data in the event of a breach, not the hacker. The report's author concluded, as consumers become better informed, they expect more transparency and responsiveness from the stewards of their data. Lack of trust in how companies treat their personal information has led some consumers to take their own countermeasures. According to the report, 41% of the respondents said they intentionally falsify data when signing up for services online. Security concerns, a wish to avoid unwanted marketing or the risk of having their data resold were among their top concerns. The report also shows that consumers will not easily forgive a company once a breach exposing their personal data occurs. 72% of U.S. respondents said they would boycott a company that appeared to disregard the protection of their data. 50% of all respondents said they would be more likely to shop at a company that could prove it takes data protection seriously.